This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. 80 years ago yesterday, more than 100,000 people of Japanese descent were sent to internment camps. About 7,000 of them were forced to relocate to Camp Amache near Grenada in southeastern Colorado. And on Saturday, many gathered there to remember that part of history, including U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland.
Our job in the National Park Service is to lift the stories up, to make sure that people will learn.
The bill to make Camp Amache a National Historic Site is awaiting the president's signature. Ski-joring is back this weekend after a pandemic pause. That's the quirky winter sport where riders on horseback pull skiers through the snow. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Ski-joring is back on the streets of tiny Silverton. Last month, the sport returned to Pagosa Springs as well, and Ridgeway's ski-joring races finally welcomed spectators again after they were banned in 2021. The sport can also involve sled dogs or snowmobiles, but Colorado has embraced equestrian ski-joring. The last big races of the season are next month in Leadville, hosting its 74th annual event. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
An iconic piece of Texas culture is coming to Colorado. The state's first and only Whataburger, known for its hefty cheeseburgers and spicy ketchup, will open Wednesday just north of Colorado Springs. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News.